just calling in now.
Okay, I think let's see if we need some. We're just waiting for Nitsan.
I have Pilot, yeah. Nitsan, Peter, and the Seagulls.
Right.
Okay.
Everybody on.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
Okay. So you asked before, what was the chiddush of the morale in this paragraph over here? So I think it's as follows. The Pashto Pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach us lessons. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks around the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, maybe I'll endow a little bit Tznius to the Chatul and a little bit Derech Eretz to the Tarnagol, and people will learn that. Or, different way of looking at it is, somebody's got good imagination, he's kind of very poetic, and he says, look around, we could learn something good from this, I'm good from that, the other. Those are the pshatim one would normally say on a Gemara like this. The Maral says it's the other way around. The surface of the Bria, even at its lowest, reflects some real emes of the inside. Lamashal, if I see somebody who seems to be nice and happy and bright, but he's walking with a slow step, then I say, you know, I see an impression of being down. And v'chein hala. The everything in the Bria that comes to the surface as a reflection of something that was within the Pnim. If Tznius appears on an animal where it's not a conscious maneuver, it's not contrived, it's not a consensus of a society, it must mean that Tznius is a real value in the Bria. It's part of the internal structure of the Bria. It surfaces here and there, and why it doesn't surface in other places doesn't make a difference, but the fact that it's surfaced here tells me that I'm dealing with inyanim that are really part of the emes and the panemius of the Bria, rather than a convention, agreed upon convention for X, Y, or Z. That's sort of, that's the point they're trying to make. Is that,